Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. Imagine a maritime exercise that brings together 12 nations with the goal of enhancing cooperation and addressing common security challenges in the Indian Ocean region. This is exactly what happened recently, as India hosted the Indian Ocean Naval Symposium, or IONS, Maritime Exercise at the Maritime Warfare Center in Kochi. What makes this significant is that this is the first major exercise under India's IONS chairmanship for 2026 to 2028, a position that India has assumed after a 16-year gap. But why does this matter? To understand the importance of IONS, let us first delve into what it is. The Indian Ocean Naval Symposium is a voluntary, inclusive forum for naval cooperation among the navies of littoral states bordering the Indian Ocean. It was conceptualized and initiated by India in 2008 during a conclave of Indian Ocean Region naval chiefs hosted in New Delhi under the Chief of Naval Staff, Admiral Suresh Mehta. Now, let us look at the core architecture of IONS. It is a non-binding, consensus-based forum, not a treaty organization, with around 24 navies of Iowa littoral states as its members. The chairmanship of IONS rotates every 2 years among member navies. IONS operates through three working groups: Working Group 1, which focuses on information sharing and interoperability; Working Group 2, which deals with humanitarian assistance and disaster relief; and Working Group 3, which addresses piracy and maritime security. India has a significant history with IONS, having previously held the chairmanship from 2008 to 2010. Now, let us turn to the recent exercise that took place in March 2026. The exercise saw the participation of 12 nations: Bangladesh, France, Indonesia, Kenya, Maldives, Mauritius, Myanmar, Seychelles, Singapore, Sri Lanka, Tanzania, and Timor Leste. Note that France's inclusion reflects its Indian Ocean territories, Reunion Island and Mayotte. The exercise was held at the Maritime Warfare Center, or MWC, in Kochi, which is India's premier naval warfare training and simulation facility under the Southern Naval Command. During the exercise, participants practiced various scenarios, including counter-piracy, where they coordinated naval assets to interdict piracy in the Gulf of Aden and Somali coast corridors. They also practiced human trafficking interdiction, stopping the illegal movement of persons through Indian Ocean sea lanes. Additionally, they simulated disaster response, including cyclone and tsunami scenarios, with multi-navy coordination protocols. Lastly, they conducted maritime domain awareness exercises, using Automatic Identification System, or AIS, and coordinated patrol grids. But what does this mean for India's strategic position in the Indian Ocean? To answer this, let us look at the Sagar Doctrine, which was articulated by Prime Minister Modi in 2015 during his visit to Mauritius. Sagar stands for security and growth for all in the region, and it envisions India as the net security provider for the IOR, a partner, not a hegemon, committed to security through cooperation, not coercion, and a rules-based international order at sea. Now, how does IONS fit into India's broader Indo-Pacific strategy? The IONS exercise reflects India's recognition that the Indian Ocean and the Pacific are a single strategic theater. Key elements of this strategy include Freedom of Navigation Operations, or FONOP, which India supports to ensure unimpeded maritime commerce. There is also Quad Connectivity, which is complementary to IONS, as while Quad addresses strategic competition with China, IONS addresses cooperative security challenges. Furthermore, India's Information Fusion Center for the Indian Ocean Region, or IFCIOR, serves as a key information sharing node for maritime domain awareness. With that background in place, let us look at the non-traditional maritime security threats that IONS addresses. These threats are distinct from traditional naval warfare and include piracy, human trafficking, and natural disasters. But why are these threats so significant? The answer lies in the fact that they can have far-reaching consequences for regional stability and security. Now, let us turn to the constitutional and governance angle. India's maritime security responsibilities derive from several key pieces of legislation, including the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea, or UNCLOS, which India ratified in 1995. There is also the Maritime Zones of India Act, 1981, which implements UNCLOS provisions domestically. Additionally, the Indian Navy Act, 1957, provides the legal framework for naval operations. It is worth pausing here to note that India's maritime zones include its territorial waters, which extend up to 12 nautical miles, its contiguous zone, which extends up to 24 nautical miles, its exclusive economic zone, or EEZ, which extends up to 200 nautical miles, and its continental shelf, which can extend up to 350 nautical miles. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. IONS was founded in 2008 by India, and it has around 24 member navies. The current chairmanship of IONS is held by India from 2026 to 2028. The recent exercise in Kochi saw the participation of 12 nations. IONS operates through three working groups, WG1 for information sharing and interoperability, WG2 for humanitarian assistance and disaster relief, and WG3 for piracy and maritime security. The Sagar Doctrine was announced by Prime Minister Modi in March 2015, and it envisions India as the net security provider for the IOR. The IFC-IOR was established in 2018 in Gurugram, Haryana, and its mission is to provide real-time maritime domain awareness and collaborative wide shipping information sharing. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember that IONS was founded in 2008 by India, and it has 12 participating nations in the recent Kochi exercise. The Sagar Doctrine was announced in 2015, and IFC-IOR was established in 2018. For mains, this topic is relevant to both GS2, which deals with international relations, and GS3, which deals with security. You can expect questions on India's maritime diplomacy, its Indo-Pacific strategy, and its role as a net security provider in the IOR. In conclusion, the IONS maritime exercise is a significant development in India's maritime security strategy, reflecting its commitment to cooperation and regional stability in the Indian Ocean. As India continues to play a key role in shaping the Indo-Pacific security architecture, it is essential to understand the complexities of maritime security and the importance of multilateral cooperation in addressing common challenges.